Cream Ridge Winery, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Is Eileen there?
I'm sorry, but Eileen hasn't worked here for over 4 years now.
Oh.
So what company are you from? And we're going to change your records because...
Okay. So I'm with the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
And basically I'm looking to speak with like an office manager, CFO, someone else that handles the business financing around there.
Okay, that would be my husband, Tim, but we're pretty set with our banking stuff right now.
Okay. Is there like
but
a
that would be Tim. You could change the contact
Tim.
To him.
Okay. And what's your last name?
Schlitzer. S-C-H-L-I-T-Z-E-R.
C-E-R. Okay. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. I think our file was just a little bit wrong. So, do you guys have an email so I can just kind of shoot some information your way?
Sure. It's tim@creamridgewinery.com.
tim@creamridgewinery.com. Okay. And then when's the best time to get a hold of him? Is he just kind of in and out?
Yeah, definitely in and out, especially now that it's harvest season, so it's sporadic for the
moment. Oh, so it's harvest right now? That must be pretty exciting.
Yep.
Does that mean you guys are... Super busy?
Yep.
Okay. So, how do you guys prepare for the busy season?
Pardon me?
How do you guys prepare for busy season?
We work all day. And night. Yesterday was a 14-hour day, so
oh my
6 a.m. to nearly sundown, 8
p.m. Wow. And is
so,
it like, how long does harvest last? Is it a month, 2 weeks?
Usually it's within the week, but there's a lot of prep work and stuff like that that we have going on, so, yeah.
Okay, and then so does everyone just, like, work overtime during that time and just kind of get everything done?
Well, as a salaried employee, I don't get overtime, so I've worked for way less than minimum wage.
Oh, no!
But, yeah, no. It's all good. It's a labor of love.
Yeah, I guess, like, at the end...
It's
once
definitely
you get...
not about money, that's for sure.
So. Yeah, it's like the love of the craft.
That's it. But,
do you guys ship everywhere? I'm in California.
Yeah,
so.
We don't ship. Yeah, no, we don't do any shipping or anything like that. So we pretty much sell everything directly out of our little winery, and we do some farmers markets locally too. But
yeah,
we love when people come to visit. So if you're ever in New Jersey, swing
definitely.
On by.
Oh, wow, so have you guys have you looked into stores don't even carry you guys?
We don't believe in wholesale distribution. We make, our wine, we try not to use a lot of sulfites in it, so we don't want that compromised if it's sitting on the shelf for a while. So, and we love to connect with our customers. That's our thing. If you go to our Facebook page, you would see, you know, what kind of interaction we have with people, and people really, it resonates with folks. So we are deeply rooted in our community and the people who believe in us and come to visit, and they're definitely faithful. So some people make the drive up from Virginia or wherever, and we have one woman that comes from South Carolina to every year. Once a year, she drives up, meets her friend in Virginia, picks her up, and the two of them continue the rest of the way to New Jersey, buy their wine.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So is it like, so without the sulfates, does that mean it's like organic or just like without the preservatives that are bad for you?
Without the it's low in the preservative level. So we keep it down around 30 to 40 parts per million, whereas U.S. law allows upwards of 300 parts per million in a bottle. So that's why a lot of people slam with headaches while drinking wine because of all the sulfates that are in them. Especially liquor store wine tends to be a lot higher. And as far as organic, we're not certified organic or anything.
Uh-huh.
We would never go for that just because we're so small. It wouldn't benefit us.
Wouldn't make sense.
Yeah.
It is expensive, but, and it's kind of gimmicky, I feel like, sometimes.
yeah, definitely. And we can tell our story because we do connect with people, so mm-hmm. it's not like we need to have it sitting there on the thing, but we can. People can ask us questions, and we could tell them what we do. This year, we didn't spray at all, so that was really, really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we just did some neem oil and some other things that are, you know,
a little
in
bit
the
like
organic standard world.
Oh, that's awesome! So, yeah. I've heard of like neem. Neem seems like
yeah,
a
it was very good.
Thing.
Yeah, because Japanese beetles are crazy out here. So yeah, they can annihilate a vineyard in no
oh,
time.
Oh, really?
So yeah.
And then what happens? And then you're done for the whole season. Like you can't make any
pretty
wine.
Pretty much, because what if they really defoliated on you, the grapes wouldn't have any protection whatsoever because the sun would just beat on them and dry them up. So you do need to have some leaf cover, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a balance. But, yeah. So,
has that ever happened to you guys?
The first year that we arrived here, my husband and I took over managing for Eileen about
mm-hmm.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that you know, we had no idea what we were doing, and that first season we were late on getting to the beetles, and we had even used a spray that year,
uh-huh.
Like a chemical spray, but
mm-hmm.
it was still late, and they ate so much the vineyard looked bare as could be, and
oh my
gosh. It was awful. So we learned from that, and we stay ahead of it as much as we can. As soon as we see sight of one, we're like, okay, let's
yeah.
go.
Time to like, nip this in the bud.
Yeah.
So how did
yep.
you get in the industry then, if you've only been in it for 4 years and had no prior experience?
Yeah, Zippo. We kind of fell into it. Like I said, it was a labor of love. Our best friend, his father and mom owned the winery, and
uh-huh.
but his dad was 82 at the time, and mom was 80, and they, you know, Eileen was ready to retire, and
mm-hmm.
they needed somebody to kind of take over, and Jerry couldn't do it. He had his own work, and
mm-hmm.
his other son couldn't do it either, so he had asked Jerry, because Jerry's in the food business,
uh-huh.
Know anybody in your line of work, and we were business partners with him for an all-natural fruit snack.
Oh.
And he said, yeah, I know two people that are dumb enough to uproot their lives and move back to New Jersey.
Where were you before?
We were living in, well, we used to live in New Jersey, and then we had moved to north central Pennsylvania to a little cabin in the woods. Our kids got to college, and we were like, okay, we're going to live low on the radar screen.
Mm-hmm.
We got our little cabin, had hiking trails, running trails right out the back door, so
mm-hmm.
it was the life. It was great. We were there for about 7 years, and got the call from Jerry saying, hey, my dad needs your help. So he said, would you be willing? And we're like, okay.
Well, that's
we're always
awesome.
Up for a challenge. But, yeah, it's fun.
So do you guys yep. Do you guys have any, like, since now it's the business is all yours, do you have any plans for future growth or to take it in a new direction at all?
Actually, we've been taking it in a different kind of direction, keeping Tom's core principles of what the winery was all about when he created it 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of follow his passion and vision for what he thought about the winery, but we infuse a little different kind of creativity that my husband and I and our current team kind of bring to the business. So we like to have a lot of fun with what we do, because you work very, very
mm-hmm.
hard, and if you don't have fun with what you're doing, then oh my gosh, you're going to be stressed out like crazy.
definitely.
So we do some fun things that most people wouldn't even think to do with wine, and some people, you know, get totally freaked out and are like, what are you doing? And we're like, hey, you know, we're being inventive and a little on the creative side, so you got to have fun, can't take yourself so seriously. And,
yeah.
Because that's rule number 6, you know.
Mm.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
No, I definitely agree. So how do, like, people find you guys? Is it all just, like, a word of mouth and you're just in the area so people know about your winery?
Yeah, and the New Jersey has a wine growers association, so there's just about 50 wineries in the state now. So there's a nice little passport book that you can find out where everybody's located in the state that way. For us, marketing-wise, you know, we don't follow conventional marketing kind of practices.
Just like the social media.
Yeah, the social media is probably the only thing that we do, but we
your
don't even
Facebook
do
page is actually broken.
What?
So when I click on it, it says, sorry, this content isn't available right now. Your Instagram page works. I don't know who your social media person is, but you need to get on them.
It could be because of yesterday. Our post yesterday got over 7,000 views on some picking that we did. So let me go to our page.
Yeah, I'm going straight from the website, from the creamridgewines.com.
Huh.
Yeah.
That is very strange.
Awesome. Maybe you need to hire a new social media guru, huh?
No, that's it. Tim does it all.
he does it all too.
He does that too. We wear very, very many hats.
That's good.
Why is that doing that? That's weird.
I'm not sure. So would you say
I'm on it now. That's weird.
You're on it? Okay.
I'm on it. Yeah. Yeah, that picture got 7,150 people reached. Got, how many likes are we up to now? It's got to be about 433 likes. And you're talking, we're a very, very small winery, so that's a lot of activity on a social media page for
maybe it's like a private page, because it says for me the link you followed is expired or the page may only be visible to the audience you're not in.
I'm pretty sure it's open.
Not too sure.
Strange. Maybe try doing it from our website. I'm going to go to Google and see if I have the same problem.
Yeah. Would you say would you say maybe like towards the end of the year, do you guys make new purchases or get anything for 179, take advantage of that tax break?
Sometimes we do.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on how things are going for the
business.
How
much wine do you guys make per season? How many bottles do you know on average?
We sell about 5,000 cases in a year. So we're a pretty small winery.
Pretty small.
But we don't have any space beyond that because we don't have any storage space.
Oh, so you guys are...
We're very, very limited with what we can make. That's why what we make, we have to be able to sell it and then make new stuff.
Can you expand at all? The farm and expand, the storage, or no?
We're working on a new barn right now.
Oh, okay. You guys...
So
how long have you guys been doing that, working on the new barn?
Over this past year, we've been working with our township on getting, ordinance and all that kind of stuff that we have.
You have to do all of the prelim stuff first.
Yeah.
Okay. And when do you guys... When do you think you guys are going to start building that?
Hopefully by mid-fall.
This mid-fall, okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's not too far away. Have you guys figured out your financing for that at all?
Yeah, we got that all set. That's all approved and just waiting for everything
that kind of
go through
into
with
place.
The township.
With the township. Who do you guys normally bank with, if you don't mind me asking?
Our local bank, we've got Wells Fargo, and we have... what's the other one? M&T Bank.
Okay. How long have you worked with both of them?
Wells Fargo, I believe they've been with them since forever. so I know when we came, that's what they were using. So, and then M&T over the past 2 years.
Okay. And are they the ones
we have friends through there? What's that?
Okay. That makes sense. And are they helping with the financing for the new barn?
Yep.
With M&T.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess it's been super great talking with you. I'll go ahead and send you my contact info on file just so you have it. And then if you don't mind, maybe I'll kind of check up on you a few times, see how things are going, and just see how business is.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks so much. Have a good
one.
Thank
you.
All right.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.